This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have Francesca Goldsmith's feature, Audiobooks and Literacy. This time, we'll have reviews on inclusive audiobooks for children. Then we'll continue our reviews in literary fiction, including a review of The Stars Are Fire by Anita Shreve, read by Suzanne Elise Freeman, and The Ministry of Utmost Happiness. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Arundhati Roy. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and Literacy. The title is OWN, O-W-N, Voices. Inclusivity in Children's Books and Audiobooks by Francesca Goldsmith. The lack of diversity in children's books has been noted by many parents, teachers, librarians, and children who seek more new books that reflect experiences that are more inclusive than the traditional reflection of white, middle, and upper-class characters and concerns. In 2014, at a time when nearly half of American children identified with cultures other than those represented in traditional publishing, statistics from the University of Wisconsin's Cooperative Children's Book Center showed that less than 8% of children's books published in 2013 had been written by or were about people of color. That disconnect galvanized some to push more assertively for change. And Francesca Goldsmith has given us some excellent examples of own voice listening for you and your kids. The first one is The Jumbies by Tracy Baptiste, read by Robin Miles. Weaving Caribbean and European folkloric elements into an age-perfect blend of creepiness, both author and narrator bring well-honed skills to this performance for an elementary grade audience. It's from Recorded Books, unabridged, ages 10 and up. The Go-Between by Veronica Chambers, read by Carla Souza. Mexican TV star Souza performs this realistic fiction about a wealthy girl at a new school who has to deal with her classmates' assumptions that since she's brown, she must be in their posh crowd by way of a scholarship. That's from Listening Library, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have George by Alex Gino, read by Jamie Clayton. This multi-award-winning novel for elementary-grade kids about a transgender heroine receives an empathetic performance from LGBTQ actress Clayton. It's from Scholastic Audio, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have Shadow Shaper by Daniel Jose Alder, read by Annika Noni Rose. A rich setting in Brooklyn, a strong heroine in Sierra Santiago, plus magic, art, and lush language receive full treatment from the film and stage star Rose, who also plans to bring the story to film. That's from Scholastic Audio, unabridged, ages 12 and up. When My Name Was Kyoko is by Linda Sue Park, read by Norm Lee and Jenny Ikeda. The Newbery Award-winning Korean-American author turns her attention to the Japanese occupation of Korea in World War II and the plight of a brother and sister forced to give up everything Korean. A riveting tale and the clear narration by Asian American performers eschews Western emotionalism. It's from Recorded Books, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, Into White by Randy Pink, read by Aden Reilly Ojo. Author and narrator both bring compelling storytelling to this debut novel for teens about a black girl confronted with race-based bullying that takes a fantasy turn. It's from Listening Library, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have Drag Queen, written and read by Jeffrey Self. The author's performance of his realistic teen novel allows listeners to explore identity with its hero, feel sadness for his wrong turns, and laugh out loud at his humor. Scholastic Audio has it unabridged young adult. Next, we have 28 Days, Moments in Black History That Changed the World. It's written by Charlie Smith Jr., read by Dion Graham and others. In addition to having authentic voices for historical figures, this full cast production aimed at young children supports the fact that a people's history arises from multiple individuals, whether they play small or monumental roles. It's from Live Oak Media for unabridged ages 6 and up. Next, we have The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, read by Bonnie Turpin. A teen novel that might have made the bestseller status a decade ago goes to the heart of character development and response when a black girl witnesses a murder by a white policeman. Turpin expertly portrays the characters and gives depth to big and small events as they evolve. It's available from Harper Audio, unabridged, ages 12 and up. And finally, we have American Street by E.B. Zoboi, read by Robin Miles. An American-born teen loses the presence of her Haitian mother to immigration authorities and begins a new life with relatives in Detroit. Miles deftly imbues all the characters and relationships with a rich variety of accents and emotions. It's from Harper Audio, unabridged, ages 12 and up. And that's Audiobooks and Literacy for Today by Francesca Goldsmith. And now we turn our attention to our reviews in fiction. We have some left over for you. And our first review today is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile Awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Bear Town by Frederick Backman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Marin Ireland. Bear Town is, at its heart, a hockey story. However, with author Backman telling that story and Marin Ireland performing it, this audiobook transcends the cliche of the big game and becomes a multifaceted study of humanity, integrity, and loyalty. Ireland narrates in a remarkably adaptable way. Her chameleon voice is devoted to developing character, and she's so effective that she makes the story come to the fore. Whether she's capturing the tired Bear Town adults who are waiting for a win in their junior league finals to revitalize their town, or the teenagers who are filled with angst and bravado, Ireland nimbly skates her own way through a novel that is gorgeously written, meticulously plotted, and nearly perfectly performed. This is one not to be missed. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Bear Town by Frederick Backman, an Earphones winner read by Marin Ireland. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 13.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Frozen Hours by Jeff Shara, read by Paul Michael. Jeff Shara's writing about the icy Korean War battle at Chosin and its steep toll is reflective, getting into the thoughts of the people who fight on both sides. Narrator Paul Michael's voice takes on a tough quality for the Americans' actions and emotions. Michael becomes more subdued with a whisper of China's moral certainty as he shifts to the camp of North Korea's Chinese allies. The horrors of war, including men killed by bayonets as they sleep, are juxtaposed with everyday emotions, such as the joys of Tootsie Rolls and the misery of sweating feet in cold weather. Listening is like eavesdropping on the combatants. Shara shows the brutality of a war that has effects reaching into the present day. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The Frozen Hours by Jeff Shara. It's read by Paul Michael, available from Random House Audio for 21 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Underworld by Kevin Canty, an earphones winner from Paul Michael Garcia. Mining towns are notoriously just a breath and a spark away from disaster, and Silverton, Idaho was no different. Paul Michael Garcia narrates this fictionalized account of the aftermath of a real-life 1970s underground fire that killed 91 miners. With a sense of detachment, Garcia keeps the emotions close to his chest and the action and observations close to the bone. A new widow with two small children, a college student who lost his brother, and a miner who barely made it out alive all hop from barstool to barstool searching for a reason and new life in a shattered small town. It's a very American story, and Garcia's reading is as hard, dark, and honest as the mountains that the town folk depend upon. Brian Price wrote that review of The Underworld by Kevin Canty. It's an earphones winner, read by Paul Michael Garcia, available from Blackstone Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review is Windy City Blues by Renee Rosen, read by Robin Miles, and it's an earphones winner. Robin Miles has a wonderful affinity for accents and character voices. This intimate look at the rise of Chicago's electric blues and the Chess Records label in the late 1940s and 50s gives her a perfect stage. Miles produces a myriad of character voices, from legendary blues man Muddy Waters' Mississippi Growl to harmonica player Little Walter's insistent tone to Leonard Chess's Yiddish intonations. Miles also finds the easy warmth and pulsating sense of discovery that sweep the interracial couple Leba Grosky and Red Dupre from the first chords of a love song to the front lines of the civil rights movement. This is a big-hearted story that can only be told with the rhythm of the blues. Brian Price wrote that review of Windy City Blues by Renee Rosen, read by Robin Miles, an earphones winner. It's from Blackstone Audio for 15 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Days Without End by Sebastian Barry, read by Aidan Kelly, and it's an earphones winner. If an audiobook that is gorgeously written tells a heart-thumping story and is performed with flawless taste and authority, is a cause for celebration, chill the champagne. Aidan Kelly gives us Thomas McNulty, a young refugee from Sligo, orphaned by the Great Famine, who has found his way to America of the Indian Wars, the Civil War, and worlds of gore, mayhem, and transgression. And yet, his personal tale is of love, courage, and especially of the heroism of remaining morally intact through shattering trials. If the setting sounds familiar, the story is not, and you will not soon forget it, thanks to the dazzling language and to a supple performance by Kelly, whose Thomas is somehow both pragmatic and full of wonder. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of Days Without End by Sebastian Barry. It's read by Aidan Kelly. It's an earphones winner, and it's from Blackstone Audio for 8 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane by Lisa C. It's read by a full cast. Through Ruthie Ann Miles' earnest narration, listeners are quickly drawn into a culturally complex and historically rich story spanning two continents, multiple generations, several families, and many hardships. The narrative format is an interesting hybrid. Multiple narrators give scope and varied characterizations to several scenes, but the bulk of the narration is done by Miles from the perspective of Li Yan and by Kimiko Glenn as Haley. C's writing is evocative, with vivid imagery and a strong sense of place, and the cast serves to enhance her storytelling through spirited characterizations and a keen understanding of each person's relation to the overall work. Ideal for fans of historical fiction, coming-of-age tales, and tea. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane by Lisa C., read by a full cast. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Miss You by Kate Eberlin, an Earphones winner, read by Anna Acton and Finlay Robinson. Narrators Anna Acton and Finlay Robinson alternate chapters in recounting the lives of Tess and Gus as they periodically intersect over 16 years. Tess, portrayed in a fluid voice by Acton, struggles with her mother's death as she raises her younger sister and seeks meaning in her life. Gus, portrayed by Robertson, feels he's living in the shadow of his late brother, who was killed in a skiing accident one Christmas day. As the two characters intersect sporadically over the years, through losses, loves, marriages, love affairs, and disappointments, Acton and Robertson dramatize their readings with gusto and emotion. Listeners will smile, laugh, and cry as they await that magical moment when another chance meeting brings Tess and Gus together again. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Miss You. It's written by Kate Eberlin, an Earphones winner, read by Anna Acton and Finlay Robinson. It's available from Harper Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Stars Are Fire. It's by Anita Shreve, read by Suzanne Elise Freeman. A fire rages in Maine in 1947, destroying a town and the lives that Grace Holland and her family once led. Her husband does not return from fighting the flames. Grace, the mother of two who is pregnant again, is left with nothing except the chance at a new life after her difficult marriage. Narrator Suzanne Elise Freeman performs quite nicely. If there's a quibble, it's with her rendition of a pianist whom Grace finds living in her mother-in-law's house. Freeman makes him sound like a stuffed shirt, and that, in turn, makes the developing relationship between him and Grace slightly less believable. Overall, though, Freeman and author Anita Shreve deliver the goods. There's pain, loss, hope, love, and a good narrator. What more could a listener want? Gretchen S. Dodge wrote that review of The Stars Are Fire. It's written by Anita Shreve, read by Suzanne Elise Freeman, and it's available from Random House Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged. Next we have The Women in the Castle. It's written by Jessica Shattuck, read by Cassandra Campbell. Cassandra Campbell narrates the story of three German women whose lives have seemingly been destroyed by the Third Reich. Campbell depicts the protagonist's teen years in pre-war Germany in a soft and lilting tone that evokes the joys of innocence and first romance. But as war seizes the nation, Campbell begins using a cold, didactic tone. At war's end, each woman is emotionally scarred, but Campbell's tone of bitter guilt gradually turns to one of self-reflection and forgiveness. Shattuck has written a beautiful piece, thought-provoking story, and Campbell's masterful reading strikes just the right chord in portraying each character's pain and joy. Elaine Barry wrote that review of The Women in the Castle. It's written by Jessica Shattuck, read by Cassandra Campbell, available from Harper Audio for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in literary fiction is The Ministry of Utmost Happiness by Arundhati Roy, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. If Arundhati Roy's lyrical prose, melodic voice, and lilting accents aren't enough, the stories of Anjun Tilottama and a cast of societies misbegotten, interwoven with India's social and political growing pains, will keep listeners captivated. Born with both male and female genitalia and raised male, Anjum is a woman trapped in a man's body. She leaves her family home and lives with other hijra in a house of dreams in Delhi. Excuse me, that would be Delhi. Eventually disenchanted, she moves into a cemetery, living on her family's graves. The lost souls she meets there and the sacrifices they make comprise Roy's indelible portraits of outcasts, damaged psyches, and country suffering upheavals and uncertainty at every turn. Roy's impeccable diction makes this dense and challenging saga accessible and unforgettable. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of the Ministry of Utmost Happiness, an Earphones winner written and read by Arundhati Roy. It's available from Random House Audio for 16.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Moving on in literary fiction, our next review is Sycamore. It's by Bryn Chancellor, read by Cassandra Campbell, Exie Stans, Stephen J. Cohen, Sarah Morsi, and Tracy Schnaubelt. Laura Brennan, newly arrived in the town of Sycamore, Arizona, is out for a run when she discovers what appear to be human bones embedded in an arroyo. Could they be the remains of 17-year-old Jess Winters, herself a new resident when she disappeared 18 years earlier? A talented cast of narrators pulls the listener into this small community as its residents uncover the connections between the past and the present. Slowly, inexorably, they peel back the layers to reveal the character's secrets and how Jess's disappearance has impacted all their lives. The steadily building tension keeps the listener riveted. Nancy E. McCarthy wrote that review of Sycamore by Bryn Chancellor, read by Cassandra Campbell, Exie Sands, Stephen J. Cohen, Sarah Morsi, and Terry Schnaubelt. It's available from Harper Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is What It Means When a Man Falls from the Sky, stories by Leslie Nneka Arima, read by Adjoa Ando. Arima's stunning collection of short stories is well-rooted in Nigerian culture, both diasporic and native. So it's a treat that narrator Adjoa Ando has eclectic palette of accents to draw from as she moves effortlessly across the globe from story to story. Ando brings a certain coarseness, in particular to her often ferocious portrayals of motherhood, a coarseness that proves valuable in a collection of stories dominated by Nigerian mothers no listener would disobey in a hurry. Arima shifts from mythological to modern romance in a heartbeat, offering Ando the opportunity to showcase her dramatic versatility with only the rarest of missteps in an otherwise exemplary reading. These stories are phenomenal and, in combination with Ando's narration, are not to be missed. Xander Sharp wrote that review of What It Means When a Man Falls from the Sky, stories. It's written by Leslie Nneka Arima, and it's read by Adjoa Ando, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in literary fiction is For a Little While, New and Selected Stories by Rick Bass, read by the author. Listeners may feel the cold mountain air in their lungs as they stop to visit with the colorful and remarkable individuals in Bass's latest collection of short stories. As narrator, Bass uses a deliberate pace and perfect pauses to create a world in which climate change and man's exploration of the Earth's resources are altering nature. Bass knows his characters' histories and beliefs and allows his intonation to linger intimately in places as he describes them. Listeners may feel wonder at the otherworldly connections that are suggested as Bass's characters observe animals interacting with humans. In Bass's voice, these moments come to life, and listeners are elevated by the experience. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of For a Little While, New and Selected Stories Written and Read by Rick Bass. They are available from Hachette Audio for 17.75 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll tune in next time when I have a few more reviews for you in literary fiction, including a review of Perfect Little World by Kevin Wilson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Therese Plummer. Then we turn our attention to reviews in young adult literature. I have a review of Geekerella by Ashley Poston, read by Eileen Stevens and Tristan Morris. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.